text today. You know, I feel like I've been here so many times, I feel like, you know, I'm a fan. So the only way I know how to be is just to be real. And that's just who I am. So some people can't handle realness sometimes. But a year ago, back in March of 2023, in fact, it was at my mother's birthday party, my brother came to me and whispered in my ear that they had found a mass and they weren't sure what it is or what it was. Now, me and my brother are 11 months apart. When I was brought home from the hospital, he was still in diapers. He was still on the bed. And for so I was born on the 3rd of July. He was born on the 22nd of July. So for 2 weeks, we were the same age.
Wow.
Kind of crazy. Mom and Dad didn't waste a whole lot of time, you feel what I'm saying. So, and then when he began school, they held him back in the 2nd grade, which put us in the same grade all the way up from 2nd grade all the way to high school. He was in one elementary class. I was in the other elementary class. They called him Big Hudson Kid. I was Little Hudson Kid. Not because we were the same size, but just because he was older. And then as a teenager, we began singing together. Our family had sung together in gospel groups, and we began singing. And so I was 14, he was 15. We had a little group. We traveled around the hills and hollers of Kentucky and Indiana and Ohio and West Virginia and Tennessee, and singing every weekend while kids were out doing other things and probably getting in a lot of trouble. We were singing gospel music. That's all we ever wanted to do. Never wanted to sing any other kind of music. It was just gospel music. And then I went on and moved to North Carolina and joined a quartet in the early 90s. And he stayed in the Columbus, Indiana area, raised 4 wonderful sons. And when he gave me that news, and gave me the news early April, they had diagnosed with him with pancreatic cancer. So we began doing benefit concerts for him in the Columbus, Indiana area where he lived. He was a gospel radio DJ. We had multiple benefit concerts to raise money for him and his family, pay expenses, medical bills. August of 2023, he had surgery. After having months of chemo and radiation, they removed part of his pancreas, part of his stomach, by the foot of his colon. And that was August of last year. January the 6th of this year, he passed away. I don't know how to truly explain how devastating that was to me. And I don't know, I'm just going to be real. I'm going to say a couple of things that are probably not very spiritual. When he died, I thought God had let me down. I felt like God had disappointed me. I felt bad for me. I felt bad for my mother. I felt bad for his 4 sons, his 3 daughters-in-law, and his 5 beautiful grandbabies. Because he loves his grandbabies like I love my grandbabies. And I mean, really transparent, I was very angry for a long time. I was so angry that I stopped coming to an angel program this year in church. Because a lot of those Saturday mornings, I was staying in bed with the covers over my head. I knew the truth of God's word, and I still know the truth of God's word. Yvonne, my wife, would try to comfort me by giving me scriptures. I said, honey, I believe those scriptures, but right now I don't believe them from me. I just could not wrap my mind around it. I had seen him on Tuesday, January the 2nd. I took my mom up to his house. He was so weak. He could barely speak. That was Tuesday, Wednesday morning. They got him up to do a chemo treatment. They couldn't get him up. They called the ambulance, and he passed away Saturday at 5 o'clock. I know, and I'm thankful today to tell you he is no longer fighting cancer. He is no longer having to worry with chemo or radiation. But I still felt like I had a hole ripped in my soul. I don't know how to explain that except to say it. And I was angry for several weeks. But you know, God has a way of speaking. He has a way of speaking to our soul and our heart. About 5 weeks ago, no, it was 6 weeks ago yesterday, I was asked to sing at a funeral of a man that I barely knew. I worked with his wife many years ago when I was a teenager. And she said, "Would you sing a song for Bill's funeral?" I said, "Yes." And I came in and I sang the song at Sunday in Indiana, not far from where I was raised. And after I'd finished my song, the little preacher got up and he began the eulogy. He began quoting some scripture. And I stood in the corner and wept like a baby, not because for the family. I felt bad for the family. But I knew that God was speaking to me during that moment with the truth of his word. And he began to just minister to me as I stood in the corner of that little chapel the sun would be in. And here's what I've learned. Every single one of us is going through something. Every one of us is going through something. And there are times in our life when we ask God, why is this happening? Because see, God doesn't cause everything. But God allows everything. Did you catch that?
Yes.
He doesn't cause everything, but he allows it. And you know, I think God can handle that when we ask him why. I think he can handle that. I've got four kids. I've got four kids, three granddaughters, and there's times they ask me, why is this happening? Why are you allowing this to happen? So I think God can handle that. I really think God can handle that. But here's what I know. He doesn't ask us to understand. He never asks us to understand. He never, not one place in God's word you'll ever see where he says, understand what I'm doing. But what does he ask us to do? He asks us to trust him. He asks us to trust him. So I'm going to share about a minor prophet who I believe if anybody asked why is this happening, his name is Habakkuk. So if you have your Bibles today, you want to turn it. If not, you just want to have it on the screen. Just come back. It's in the Old Testament. It's hard to find. Matter of fact, if your pages stick together, you'll never find Habakkuk, okay? Because it's a hard book to find. I've got to get my specs here. When I'm old, I'm not as old as dude is, but I'm pretty old. It's so funny, my grandbabies. I got about 15 pair of these all over the house. I can't see anything. So Habakkuk, we're going to look at the third chapter of Habakkuk, Habakkuk 3. We're going to go down to about, I'm going to see, we're going to start at verse 17. Here's Habakkuk. In fact, I'm going to read it from the screen. That way I don't have to get my specs out. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. What he is saying is, look how awful the situation is. That's what he's saying. The fig tree shall not blossom, but you look at verse 18. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Calamity, chaos, yet. Everybody say the word yet. Yeah. Yet. So when trials come and they will come, when storms come and they will come. Matter of fact, if you're not in a storm now, you either come out of one or you're heading into one. yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And then look at the next verse, in verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet as hinds' feet. Okay? And he will make me to walk upon my high places. You know what that means about the hinds' feet? A few weeks ago on Facebook, I watched a video of these mountain goats or mountain deer. That's what they're talking about here. Okay? This video showed these mountain goats standing on a sheer cliff. And they can totally stand there and not fall off. It's amazing to watch them. They'll be in a herd, and they'll be standing almost on a complete sheer cliff, and they won't fall. So what he is saying right there, he will make my feet as hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. What he is saying is, he may not clear off our high places. Okay, I'm still dealing with the grief of my brother. I'm still dealing with that. It's a daily thing. If you're going through grief, grief is a strange and a difficult thing. You can be upset and cry and squall and snot, and then you can think of a good memory, and you go right back to the same thing in the next 5 minutes. But what he is saying is, he may not clear off our high places, but he will give us the strength in our legs to climb over those high places. That's what he's saying. Your situation may not be like my situation. Maybe you're not dealing with grief. Maybe you think that your marriage is over. Maybe you think the relationship you have with your children is impossible to fix. Maybe you're dealing with something nobody else knows about. And I wish I knew why God doesn't always calm the storm, but you know what? He doesn't always calm the storms. But he will give us the strength in our legs to climb over the high places, over those difficult situations. He'll give us the strength to get through the storms in our life if we'll only trust him. Because he will give us the strength in our hind legs to get over those high places. He always will. And if he doesn't calm the storm, you know what he does? He calms us. At least he does with me. Last night we gathered, but my brother, when he passed, he had over 1,000 people in his visitation. 1,000 people. Last night we gathered in that church, and there was about, I was worried there wasn't going to be anybody there. And we got there, and at 5 o'clock they were standing out the door around the church, and we had about 400 people in there last night as we honored my brother. And I shed some tears, and I shed some tears this morning as I got text messages from his sons. And here's what I told them. I said, I know what you guys are going through because I lost my dad. I told his grandbabies, I said, I know what you're going through because I lost my grandparents years ago too. And here's one good thing. I'll be honest with you, my sister-in-law and I did not get along the entire time they were married. We didn't get along at all. I would see her, I would speak to her, I would hug her neck, but there was no love lost when I didn't see her and she didn't see me. Matter of fact, being really transparent, honest, I would text my brother every single day when he was going through his treatments, the whole time. And if I didn't hear from him, I would text her. He married. Is Jimmy okay today? Not one text message. I would say over 100 text messages, she would never text me back. But usually, I would text her and then he would text me. So I knew she was saying, your brother's trying to get a hold of you. But since he has passed, we have a great relationship. She is praying for me. I'm praying for her. Her and Yvonne hugged each other last night. And it's only because of God and his goodness.
Yes.
So I'm here to tell you this morning, he's going to give us the strength in our feet and our legs to get through our situation if we just trust him. Maybe this morning, the situation that you need to trust God with is your salvation. Maybe you've never taken that step of faith to invite Jesus to be Lord of your life. You know what? You can do that today. Does that mean all your problems are going to go away? No, no. You know what he promised? He would never leave us, never forsake us. You know what he says? I'll never leave you, never forsake you. You know what that means? When he says, I'll never leave you, that means he'll never walk away from you. And then when he said, I'll never forsake you, what that means is he'll never turn his heart away from us. He'll never abandon us. He will hear our prayer because he sees every tear that we shed, every tear that we cry.
Yes.
He sees it. And he loves us. And he understands us. Can I share a song with you then? A song that I've sung for a long time. And it's talking about trusting God. It's talking about trusting him, but going to trust him and believe him in the situation that we're in right now. I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know what you're dealing with, what high places in your life, and you think you can't get over it. You can get over it. God's going to give us the strength in our legs to get through this. I want you to listen to this song. Since I've never trusted you, I'm going to trust you in my mind.
I've trusted you the way we're gonna do right now. I never have surrendered every question, every doubt, but you put a time again, you work somehow, and I can be trusted you like I'm gonna do right now. I'm giving you everything, all hopes and dreams, it's gonna take to save the things I cannot change, but I'm giving you, Lord, I'm with you when I'm done, and I beg you, trust in you like a small thing, right? I have made you promises that pride could never keep, and all my good intentions gave up hope and found defeat. Now see the faith with doubt, and I've lived trusting you like I'm going to right now. I'm giving it's gone. Just the things I cannot change. But Lord, I know what comes down. And I'm trust in you like I'm loving you. I'm giving you everything. All of the dreams, it's gone. No.